Hi, and welcome to the Mystic Podcast. I'm your host, Lucy. This is a vampire media fiend podcast where we rewatch the Vampire Diaries and other vampire content. Today, we will be covering season 1, episode 19 of the Vampire Diaries, and the episode title is Miss Mystic Falls. This is an episode that I've really been anticipating. I've been excited to cover on the podcast. It's one of my favorite episodes of season 1. You may know by now that when it comes to the two main couples or ships of the show, Delana and Stelena, I'm very much a Delana shipper. So this was one of the first moments between Damon and Delana, and it's one of their most iconic ones. Not only that, but we also have this Stefan problem lingering, and it only seems to be getting worse. We also have Bonnie back onto the show. Just a little few updates podcast wise. We managed to reach 300 plus downloads. So thank you everyone who has been tuning in. I really appreciate everyone who has been supporting my podcast. It really means a lot. And I'd also really appreciate it if you could leave a review, give me back your feedback. I'd love to hear how I can, you know, improve this podcast. And unfortunately, I forgot to mention my Q&A for the last episode, but I did add it onto the Spotify feature. But basically, my Q&A question was, what are your thoughts on John Gilbert, as it was his first episode appearance, and just your thoughts on the episode in general? Another slight change. So at the end of every episode, I always say what my favorite song was, and I play a portion of the song. Although I want to play the music, I'm kind of thinking of removing this segment because I'm kind of worried about copyright-wise how that would work. So in the future, if this podcast was to manage to get monetized, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to keep that in. So I may have to remove those portions from previous episodes too. So I will be keeping my favorite music segment, just not playing the actual song. If you hear strong wind noises in the background, it's because we're currently in the middle of a tropical storm here in Hawaii. Oahu, the island I'm on, it's not directly being hit with the storm, but the wind is really, really strong and we're probably going to get some rain. So it's really giving me season 1, episode 17, Let the Right One In vibes. You know, when there was that big storm and Stefan was kidnapped by Frederick and the tomb vampires. So I think that's about it for podcast updates. And for today's episode, there was no special guest in particular. With that being said, let's get into talking about the actual episode. So very first scene of today's episode, we see Stefan driving his red sports car. And this, him driving this really shows you the personality shift that has occurred, because we see in the previous episode when they had the double date with Matt and Caroline, Stefan was, you know, saying how he didn't want to take the car outside. He wanted to keep it safe in the garage, whereas now he's just driving it carelessly. I feel like it's these small moments where you really see that, you know, Stefan's just not himself. He's not usually this carefree. And it really gave me pilot vibe, seeing him with his sunglasses on and the jacket. How nostalgic. Back in February, we covered the pilot. You remember we saw Stefan walking in, compelling the receptionist for all his records. So slight nostalgic vibes. And his attitude in general is just way more chirpy. So Stefan says that he'll catch up with her. He needs to grab his stuff, which I thought was weird, because if my, you know, boyfriend or partner or friend or whatever, who I was going to go to school with, said they just need to grab their stuff, but their car's literally there and you're right next to them, I'd probably just wait for them. But of course, the reason why he did that is because when we open the trunk, we see it's full of blood bags. We get an out shot of the Founders Hall. So they're emphasizing the Founders Hall. So this is where the Miss Mystic Falls pageant is going to be held. And I think this is the last episode we see of the Founders Hall for a while, actually. I did mention in the previous episode, we only get about 3 or 4 times that it's used as a filming location, which is really a shame. But at the same time, as the seasons go on, there's less town-themed celebrations, I think. So it's not really needed as much. And we see that, you know, Damon and John have decided to team up. Well, decided more like forced upon. So they're going to team up to find out the mystery of who is taking all the blood bags from the blood banks. So class has started again, and guess which lesson it is? It's history. Of course, it's always a history lesson with these students. We've only seen them once in a different class, and I love how Alaric says, you know, apparently the council or committee or whatever thinks that local history is more important than World War II. So basically he's had to postpone his curriculum. He's been told that he has to postpone his history curriculum for the upcoming Founders Day. So for that month, they have to learn local history. Weren't they doing Civil War back in the pilot episode? Because I remember Mr. Tanner was asking the students about what happened in 1864, what happened during the Civil War. So it feels like they have been doing local history for since September, you know, however many months it's been now. I'm not quite sure what month it is, but it's probably been a good 3 or 4 months. So anyways, Bonnie walks in and she's back with Bangs. So from this episode, Bonnie is back with the Mystic Falls gang. Switching to the Salvatore house, we have a scene between Damon and Anna. And Anna has come to apologize on Pearl's behalf of the tomb vampire's actions and what they did to Stefan. And they're walking towards the dining room, and I just love the aesthetic of this room. It really gives me Tudors vibes. So I used to be very obsessed with British history since I was literally 6 or 7 years old. And I mean, I still love history now, but I just think I haven't had time to keep up with all these obsessions that I have. But the Tudors is basically one of my favorite eras in British history. And I just love the costumes, the literature, the whole aesthetic, and just learning about it. So the aesthetic just reminded me of that of a Tudor's manor or castle. If you're interested in history, and if you're interested in basically Vampire Diaries and those kind of like dark series, I really recommend a series called The Tudors. It's 4 seasons and it covers the life of Henry VIII and his 6 wives. And it kind of gives me Vampire Diaries vibes the way it's produced. It's very modernized. So of course it's set in the past, but it's modernly made. So it's very well made. I think it was made in Hollywood. So yeah, just recommend that show. It was from about 10 years ago, I'd say. So anyways, Damon accuses Anna of being the culprit of the blood bank. But Anna's like, wait, no, I haven't been in over a week. And because the tomb vampires tried to overthrow Pearl, most of them have left. So they probably left town. And she's saying that it's just Harper, Pearl, and her now. The others have taken off, which I think they should have just made it be the three of them in the first place. It would have been way more peaceful. But I guess Pearl has this motherly personality where she wants to nurture everyone, take care of everyone, so she maybe wanted to give these tomb vampires a chance. I think it's here that Damon kind of sums things up. He's like, okay, if it's not me, if it's not Anna or the other vamps, it's gotta be Stefan. Meanwhile, back at the school, we see that Bonnie is being very cold to Elena. You can just tell from her attitude. She's brushing her off, and she's apparently been ignoring her calls. But then Caroline walks up to them and says, I know we talked every day, but it's so good to see you. And you kind of see this awkward look that Elena gives. And it really feels like this friendship triangle dynamic has switched. So this episode, we see the love triangle dynamic switch. We see Elena leaning more towards Damon. But also with this friendship triangle, before it was Bonnie and Elena versus Caroline, whereas now it seems that Caroline and Bonnie are closer and Elena is the one on the outs. And they start talking about how they have this upcoming Miss Mystic Falls. Elena's like, oh, I completely forgot about it. And then Caroline, being season 1 Caroline, is like, are you dropping out then? Because she thinks that Elena is her main rival, so with Elena out, she has the highest chances to win. And even though there is that tension between Bonnie and Elena, you can really see that Bonnie is a true friend, because she kind of gives Elena this knowing look and says to Caroline that it was Elena's mom that passed away that wanted her to enter this competition. Her mom had won in previous Miss Mystic Falls as well. Back in the Salvador house, Stefan is back looking chirpy as ever. Damon is suspicious that it's Stefan stealing the blood bags. And he thinks, from his words, he says something about, "You've been a poster child for Prozac for the past century and a half." So I'm not sure whether to interpret this as Damon thinks that he hasn't drank human blood for 150 years since he turned. Throughout the whole 8 seasons, I'd say, not just season 1, season 2, but you'll find in later seasons, we suddenly get flashbacks to when they were younger or when they were human. So it's not like we find out their story all in one go. So Stefan, I think it's been like a few minutes, maybe an hour or something. Stefan's walking around the hallway, checking to see if Damon isn't looking. He goes down to the basement and he opens up this freezer, which is full of blood bags. Like, it's literally brimming. I don't even know how many blood bags are inside there. And then Damon was like, well, he's a liar and a thief. And I think there was like an advertisement break, and then it cuts back to them again. And Damon's like, "When were you going to share?" So Stefan interprets this as thinking, oh, okay, Damon's meaning, when were you going to share the blood bags? But Damon means the secret that you're a hidden blood junkie. And Stefan, being sarcastic, says, oh, my actions have negatively impacted you. I wonder how that must feel. So he's referring to the past Damon, because Damon's really caused Stefan trouble in the early episodes. We see he taunted him with Vicky, saying, you know, if you don't feed, he compels Vicky to say that it was Stefan Salvador's a monster. He ends up recompelling her, though. He turns Vicky, you know, he's done so many negative actions, and so Damon doesn't really have a comeback to say about this. But then he throws in Elena. He throws the Elena card and he says, so what does Elena think about this? And Stefan's like, Stefan, I think, doesn't plan on telling Elena because he thinks that he's fine. As the main event of this episode is, of course, the Miss Mystic Falls pageant, we are taken into the interviewing of the contestants. We have like these several shots that are taken between the contestants, each answering their answers onto why they'd be a good candidate, I'm guessing. And, you know, judging from Caroline's answers, to be honest, she is the perfect candidate. She's involved in lots of extracurricular activities. There's lots of volunteering. And you have Elena. And I mean, even Caroline says this later on, but judging from Elena's answers, she'd be the one that's likely to get a sympathy vote because her mother was a past winner of this contest. She was involved in the committee and she passed away. And then we also have a past winner of Miss Mystic Falls. We have one non-founding family person who we find out later is Amber. And then we have another contestant who apparently has a DUI and did community service because of that. And something about the setup, I'm not quite sure why, it just kind of gave me Pretty Little Liar vibes. I do know that these two shows were released around the same era, my favorite era of TV. And I've only watched season one of Pretty Little Liars, but it just gave me the same vibe. So John and Damon are talking at the Salvador house, and Damon is like, well, you're clearly not in this town to hunt after vampires, because if so, he would have outed him and Stefan by now. And plus, he's literally in contact with Isabel. So John is like, well, Isabel and I share a mutual interest. And we did see in the previous episode that Damon kind of is suspicious that John and Isabel are Elena's real birth parents. So this could mean that they share this mutual interest of Elena, but it's also that they are looking for a invention by John Gilbert. John was very friendly with a woman who turned out to be a vampire. Her name is Pearl. The name might ring a bell. And Damon does very well at concealing his expressions. He doesn't really react to this. So even though he's not on the best terms with Pearl, he's still not going to out her. And from this conversation, it seems that he's still after Catherine, because Damon says, if you really knew Pearl that well, you'd know that Pearl was best friends with Catherine and would never betray her. And he says that he thought that John might and Isabel might have something that would lead him to Catherine, but if not, then there's nothing. If not, then he's not going to entertain the fact of helping him. I guess even though Damon says that he's over Catherine and despises her, you know, he's spent his whole vampire life chasing after Catherine. He's not going to back down now. So any kind of source or information as to what she's been up to, of course he'd be curious. We are taken to the dance practice, so the contestants are practicing with their partners, and Carol and Stefan is acting way too chirpy that even Elena notices. And basically the Miss Mystic Falls dance, we'll see it later on, but you don't physically directly touch your partner until later on. It's like the near touch. It's basically the near touch of the hands. And Carol says it's all about the intimacy of the near touch. And I like this dance too, because I think that if you're dating someone or you love someone, you'd want to be directly touching them. So I do think that there is some sense of intimacy on not being able to directly touch them, but you're very close to them. So I think it's like during the practice or like a break during the dance practice, Caroline is talking to Bonnie about the contestants. She's saying that the Fell cousins have no shot and Amber is only there to make the contest look fair, because if not, it would all be founding families. So it's kind of like, I mean, for this, it's like there's like this segregation between founding families and non-founding families, but it kind of feels like this happens with races as well. Like, to prevent it being all white people, they add in like an Asian person or a person of color. And then Caroline's like, and then there's actually Elena, who will obviously get the sympathy vote. Caroline is saying that her grandmother and both her aunts won the pageant, but not her mom. Her mom clearly didn't get the genes. And I mean, Caroline's mom kind of gives me tomboy vibes. She doesn't seem like the most feminine person. So I can kind of see how she wouldn't be interested in these kind of pageants. But it's just funny because there's obviously not that many founding families in the town, and they're obviously not letting people outside the founding families win, which means most of the founding families' women have won in their lives. Caroline says, you know, I actually deserve this. I in particular said during the early episodes how season one Caroline just really gets on my nerves and I don't like her. But I can also see where she's coming from, how she's actually putting in the work. And this dynamic between Caroline and Elena actually reminds me of Blair and Serena in Gossip Girl, season one, season two, especially. So interestingly enough, on this show, I prefer Elena, but on Gossip Girl, I actually preferred Blair. And it's interesting, I prefer Blair, but then when I look back on the show, I think there is some similarities between Blair and Caroline. So basically, Serena is the blonde it girl. She doesn't even need to make an effort. She's chosen for everything. She's always standing out. She's number one. Whereas there's Blair. She's the brunette, strong-headed person. And I see some similarities between me and Blair sometimes too, and how she's stubborn and very determined to get her own way, to achieve her goals. And she says a similar line too in the show on how, you know, she actually worked her way to the top. And Jenny says that to her too, I think, like how Jenny respects Blair more than Serena because everything is just handed down to Serena, whereas Blair has actually worked for everything, even though she was born with wealth and privilege. So it just kind of reminds me of Caroline and Elena. You know, Elena never really needs to try and everyone's choosing her. We see that with Matt, Stefan, Bonnie in the past too, and then there's this pageant. So I see where Caroline is coming from. Elena and Stefan approach Bonnie and Caroline to say hi. Caroline mentions that Bonnie filled in for practice for Matt because Matt was working as a shift. We hear the same excuse later on as to why Matt couldn't be at the pageant. So Caroline ends up getting a fill-in dancing partner, basically. And I remember, if you remember, I completely forgot about what happened to Matt. I'm sorry. It's just there's lots of vampire stuff going on that we forget the humans here. It was only the last episode that Kelly was kicked out by Matt. So I'm guessing that now he's really on his own. Now he knows he has no sister alive. His mom is gone. He has to work as many shifts as possible to pay the bills. It's just a really awkward moment between the four of them. Elaine asks to have a word with Barney. At first she refuses, but then she's like, okay, it won't take long, just a minute. And Elena, I mean, I like the moments between Damon and Elena, but when it comes to Bonnie and Elena moments in this episode, I do have to admit I kind of got irritated with Elena because she's really oblivious to Bonnie's feelings. It's obvious that Bonnie would blame Stefan and Damon for what happened to her grandma, and especially the fact that Elena calls her up afterwards just to let her know that the tomb wasn't sealed, the tomb door wasn't sealed, the tomb vamps are out. It makes Bonnie think that her grandma died all for nothing. And I get that, you know, Elena didn't mean any harm out of informing Bonnie. She just wanted to let her know, to give her a heads up. But I also think it would have been good to maybe give her some time and not say straight away, you know, like 1 week, 2 weeks after her grandma has passed away. So I understand Bonnie's point of view, and we see Stefan vampiring the situation, and then he walks out the school, he smells blood, he's unable to control himself, Alaric approaches him, and Stefan just strangles him, then realizes it's Alaric, and lets go. Alaric is like, are you okay? And Stefan says he was just feeling a little sick. This would be a valid answer if you're human, but as we know, vampires are the undead. They heal instantly. So really, he's not really going to feel sick unless he's drank vervain or something. So it's the day of the Miss Mystic Falls pageant, the Miss Mystic Falls dance, and Alaric has arrived at the Gilbert household because he's chaperoning. And Alaric asks Elena how Stefan is, says that he seems on edge, which is 100% accurate. And, you know, Elena seems to brush it off and doesn't really think much of it. And we have the beautiful aesthetic of the Founders Hall. I love the building, the music, just everything about it. Anna arrives at the Founders Hall, and I think I mentioned in nearly every episode how I myself listen to these sort of Vampire Diaries rewatch podcasts just because I'm obsessed with the show and just watching a show is not enough. I need to consume as much content as possible. And for the majority of the podcast episodes covering this episode that I hear, it seems to be that there's lots of Anna hate. I don't know why. I mean, I understand that what Anna did back when she wanted to get the tomb open, using Jeremy's bait and kidnapping Elena and Bonnie was wrong. But I really feel that Anna's turned a leaf, and I actually really liked Anna as a character in the show. So not really sure where all this hate is coming from. We see Anna and Damon have a brief conversation, and from this we learn that Anna was supposed to enter this pageant, this contest, back in 1864, back when, before the drama happened. And I think, okay, if you're into drinking games, you should take a shot every time they say 1864 in season one, and you probably will not be conscious. Like, the amount of times they say it, I wonder if someone's done a number count on how many times each character says 1864. I think even in season two, this theme continues, but especially because season one, the main sort of enemy, I'd say, is the tomb vampires and the founding families. We hear 1864 on an overload. And as I mentioned, I mean, I did say just now that I love the aesthetic of this Founders Hall, of this party. I also loved the violin music that was playing throughout the show, that was playing throughout the episode today. So they covered Coldplay, Yellow, and Clocks. Coldplay is just also really nostalgic. I really enjoyed their music. I mean, I say nostalgic, but they're still releasing music now. But I'd say that their music style has very much changed. Back then, it was more of like, recently, or like in past years, they do more upbeat songs or like EDM collabs, like A Sky Full of Stars with Chainsmokers and so on. But I really like the era when they were doing songs like Yellow and like, oh, I just really love the music. So it's very nostalgic overall. And another thing that's nostalgic is Elena's makeup. So we see her getting ready in the dressing room. Jenna is helping her out. And I love the smoky eye look that Elena does, being makeup obsessed myself. And the smoky eye look is very much something that reminded me of like the late 2000s, early 2010s. This was, I think, the era when the Naked palette was released, and that was what everyone was obsessed about. So I think maybe I should do a smoky eye look like that. I might try and recreate her look and upload a YouTube video or something. So John and Jeremy are talking together, and Jeremy is saying, so they're mentioning about how there's a whole month of these events leading up to the Founders Day. And Jeremy, you know, just mentions that he read the original Jonathan Gilbert's journals, and I think he's doing this to kind of test the waters to see if John will reveal anything or to see if John knows anything. But John does a very good job of concealing the truth. He says that Jonathan Gilbert was a madman. So I think in the future he wants to tell Jeremy the truth, but he also thinks that Jeremy is still very young. He's not ready yet, so he's not going to tell him the truth now. Elena is getting ready. She's about to get into a dress. We hear the vamp speed sound effects that we always hear when vampires appear out of nowhere, and it's revealed that it's Damon. And Damon decides to reveal about Stefan's secret that he's on human blood to Elena. And he mentions that Stefan spent his whole vampire life fighting the resistance, fighting the urge to drink human blood, whereas he should have spent that time controlling it. Because, you know, Damon and Anna and other vampires, they can drink human blood in moderation. They don't need to go overboard and go crazy. So Damon says that now it's come to the point where Stefan isn't in control. The blood is what's controlling him. And Stefan walks up, and it's kind of awkward because it's obvious that they were talking about him. He also has those vampiring skills. And I feel as if, you know, Damon is saying this to Elena out of concern. He doesn't want Stefan to be a burden to Damon, you know, trying his best to conceal the secret of their vampires to the town. But I also kind of guess that there was a slight part of him that might have been enjoying the tension that is now brewing between Stefan and Elena. Stefan is really so non-Stefan in this episode, but he's really gaslighting Elena, the way he's making excuses about the fact that he's drinking human blood. And then he's like, can you blame me for not telling you because you're reacting like this? He storms off, he punches a mirror, gets vamp eyes, and spots Amber. So the dance is started meanwhile, and the escorts and the contestants are being introduced one by one. We hear a last name here. One of the escorts is something Whitmore, and Whitmore, I think the Whitmores are a founding family too, or they're a very prominent family. But anyways, this is an important last name that we will hear throughout the seasons. We actually are introduced to a couple of members of the Whitmore family in season 5, season 6, that we see a member. Interestingly enough, the college, the nearby, so of course the high school is called Mystic Falls High School, but the nearest college they have is called Whitmore College. Elena's dress, you guys. So Elena has her dress on, this blue dress, and I fell in love with this dress when I first saw it. I mean, it's such an iconic dress to me, like not just her dress and her look, but the actual moment between Damon and Elena, this Delana scene, I loved so much that it inspired me to wear a dress similar for my college graduation. So I graduated university, oh my gosh, how many years has it been now? Oh wow, okay, it's been 2 years and nearly 2 years and a half since I graduated university in Japan. And I can't believe it's that long right now. Like, me saying this has just made me have this realization how long it's been. But I was contemplating on whether to wear a blue dress and a red dress. So the red dress was a dress that Blair wore in season 4, I think it was, of the of Gossip Girl. And it was an iconic moment between Blair and Chuck, because Blair and Chuck are my other favorite couple that I ship. But I ended up going for blue because I felt that red is a color that can be used in many occasions. You know, it can be used for Valentine's, it can be used for Christmas. So I got two dresses, and one of the dresses I got was an exact replica of Elena's dress, actually. But I ended up not wearing it just because the material was very thin and showing and it was winter time. So I ended up wearing another blue dress, but still the vibe was very much the vibe that we have here. So yeah, that's why this dress and this scene, it's very important to me. And I think even in years on in the future, thinking about my university graduation, it will kind of remind me of the Vampire Diaries because, you know, I wore a dress after this episode. So Matt is again working at the grill. So Caroline ends up having to get a different escort. And the last name of this escort was Lockwood Hamilton. So I'm assuming they're half Lockwood. So they're relatives to Tyler, and then they're a Hamilton. And Elena, right at the last minute, is like, I shouldn't be doing this. This isn't me. But Caroline steps in. This time she stops Elena from quitting. She's like, you had your chances to quit. I would have wanted you to quit, but your mom wanted you to do this. So I think from Caroline, we saw the scene of her listening in to Elena and Jenna's conversation. So even though for her personal agenda, personal interest, it would be better for Elena to not be in the pageant, Caroline's being a true friend here. Meanwhile, while this whole introduction is going on, Anna and Jeremy have presumably reconciled. They basically gotten out the truth that they both initially were using each other. So now they're on good terms. We have Stefan, who has seemed to compel Amber. So they're out in the woods and he's basically just venting out all of his problems to her. And he says an iconic line. This is a line that's used in GIFs and memes. So Amber says, "You seem sad." And Stefan says, "I'm not sad, I'm freaking hungry." And this is such an iconic line, you guys. I relate to this. When it's before my period and I'm all emotional, emotions all up and down, cravings of chocolate and snacks and chips, this is me. I'm not sad, I'm just freaking hungry. So I'm very scared to see what I would be like when I'm pregnant in the future. So when Elena is called out and she's walking down the stairs, there's no Stefan, and Damon just swoops in. And nobody else has mentioned this, but I kind of got Titanic vibes from this scene. So I don't know if anyone else has mentioned this. I might be the first person to have recognized the similarities, but it just reminds me of when Leonardo DiCaprio is waiting for Rose at the bottom of the circular stairs. So I think that's why I also like this scene as well, because the first movie I remember watching when I was a child was actually Titanic, and I was obsessed with Rose and Jack. So I'm just obsessed with those iconic, epic love couples, basically. So the song starts playing. It's an epic Delana moment. I love the song as well. Whenever we're in the car, I basically have the control of the music. So I think every car ride, I'm playing Vampire Diaries music. So nearly every time I play this song is called All I Need by Within Temptation. And you really, I think this is like one of the first moments that we really see Elena and Damon as potential love interests. Up until now, it's just been, to Elena, Damon has just been her boyfriend's brother, and there's been bad tension between them, whereas now there's some kind of romantic tension between them. And this dance, I mean, I have said that this dance is a very iconic dance. It's the amount of views this dance scene has on YouTube is crazy. It's on one of like the top 10, top 20 moments of the whole entire series. And it's actually referenced a lot in future seasons. So we get a flashback scene of this a couple of times. It's also referenced verbally between the characters. From what I can remember, it's referenced in season 4. When there's the next Miss Mystic Falls pageant, season 6 and season 8, we also get flashbacks of this scene. Meanwhile, Stefan is just not doing well. He's saying to Amber that he doesn't just want to feed on her, he wants to kill her. So here we can see that he can't feed a moderate amount and just let go. It's either all or nothing for him. He can't control it. Unfortunately, the night has finished, which I'm very sad about. Unfortunately, the dance has finished, which I'm very sad about. Like, the Elaine and Damon dance, it's such an iconic dance that I feel like I just wish we got more scenes of it, even though we probably wouldn't need it. So they're announcing the winner, and Caroline wins. So she's crowned the new Miss Mystic Falls. And even though overall in the series I prefer Elena, I do feel that Caroline really deserved this. I mean, if you haven't watched the show, it's best for you not to look up on Reddit, like the Vampire Diaries posts, or just look up in general. But there is lots of Elena hate within the Vampire Diaries community. Lots of love for Caroline. So actually, Elena's supposed to be the main female lead, but I think that Caroline, there's more Caroline stans, I think. And season one Caroline I dislike, but I do like her more in future seasons. But I will have to say, if I was to choose, I'm more of an Elena stan, to be honest. But in this moment, I really felt happy for Caroline that she really deserved to win this. And it's just such a shame that her mom couldn't see her win, because her mom is on sheriff duty. They find blood, they're suspicious there's a vampire, and she says, "Get me Damon Salvatore." So Damon should be hired by the police, I think. He should get a job as like a on-call detective or something. And then it's nighttime, so I'm guessing it's been hours that Stefan and Amber have been outside, and they're still there. And Stefan gets confused. He's like, "Why aren't you running away from me? Why aren't you scared?" And then Amber is like, "You compelled me to stay here." So then Stefan compels her to be scared to run away. But he does a really messy job of this, because he doesn't compel Amber to forget about him. So you can really see that Stefan is just causing too much chaos. Damon is trying to lay low, especially now John Gilbert is here, and Stefan is going to mess everything up if actions aren't taken. Stefan appears to have changed his mind. He vamp speeds after Amber and feeds on her. So I kind of feel that it's also a predatory thing, how he enjoys the hunt. He enjoys his victims being scared in some way. He starts feeding. Damon and Elena find him at this moment, but he just pushes Damon away with such strong strength. We haven't seen him with this much strength before, but it's obviously because he's on human blood. He has more power now. And Bonnie appears. So Bonnie followed Damon and Elena out to the woods, and Bonnie gives Stefan one of those painful vampire migraines. We're coming on to the last 5-6 minutes of the episode. So I think it's like after an advertisement break. The sheriff is here now. Sheriff is asking Elena and Bonnie if they saw anything. And even though Bonnie doesn't like Damon Stefan, obviously, at this moment, and she saw what Stefan did, she protects the secret. They both agreed they didn't see anything. And, you know, it's like, the minute Bonnie is back, she's literally being dragged into this vampire drama straight away. I think I mentioned back when Bonnie was in the episodes how Bonnie is frequently used throughout the show. She's dragged into vampire drama, forced to do spells. It's a recurring theme. John Gilbert is asking Jenna who Anna is, who this girl is that Jeremy is close with. And Jenna makes the obviously unknowing mistake of revealing the identity. So she says that Anna is the daughter of Pearl, and Pearl is the woman that is trying to buy the shop. That's also going to cause some tension, because we obviously know that John wants this device that Pearl seemingly has, and he knows that they are from 1864. Meanwhile, outside the Salvatore house, Pearl and Anna approach Damon. Pearl hands over the device to Damon, and Damon's like, "Well, what's the catch?" And then Pearl says that, you know, Anna wants to stay in town, and so she wants to as well. They just want to stay here, be peaceful, live their lives. Which they should have done from the start. I really think that it should have been Anna, Pearl, Harper from the start, and then we wouldn't have had the drama. We wouldn't have had Stefan being kidnapped, which means that Stefan would have never been addicted to human blood in the first place. But of course, that wouldn't make of as good a show, I guess. And if we wouldn't have had that moment, technically we wouldn't have had this Damon and Elena dance as well. So I guess the saying everything happens for a reason is really accurate, is really true. So Elena approaches Stefan in his room. She's really blaming herself. She says it's her fault that Stefan has turned out like this. She was the one that forced him to drink the human blood. Stefan gets really violent. He literally pushes her against the wall, is slamming the wall beside her. And if this was a human relationship, this would be really abusive. He's being so abusive. It's just such a toxic relationship they're in right now. And Elena is reassuring Stefan even at this moment. She's saying that it's okay. And when it was the first time that I watched this, I genuinely thought that Elena was just forgiving Stefan. But Elena does this really badass moment of putting the vervain dart into Stefan behind his back. So I'm guessing that this was a plan that Damon and Elena had. And they put Stefan in the cell. This is bringing back memories. Season 1, episode 4, didn't Stefan do this to Damon as well? Yes, he did. So Damon was put into a cell, and next it's Stefan's turn. And, I mean, minor spoiler, this cell is used a lot in future seasons. It's used when the vampires are not on their best behavior. If they're too bad, if they're too out of control, they're locked into the cell. And something about Elena's curly hair, I mean, during the Miss Mystic Falls pageant and after it, it really reminds me of Catherine. She just really resembles Catherine. So I remember in like the early seasons, I'd separate Elena and Catherine by the hairstyle, because Elena always has that long straight hair, whereas Catherine's is all curly. And although I love Elena's straight, sleek, long hair, I do also wonder how she manages to get it that straight every day. Like, does she have a straight perm or does she literally straighten it? So it's good to see her have more hairstyles and adventure out in future seasons. So we have Damon and Elena, like another sweet moment, I guess. They're sitting together outside Stefan's cell and they really have this trusting bond between them, I guess. And that's where the episode ends. So ranking wise on IMDb, this was scored 8.3 out of 10. So slightly higher than the previous episode. I'm surprised that it isn't higher because I'd think that there would be more Delana shippers. Just to read some of the user reviews from IMDb, Stefan and Damon have changed positions. So the dynamic has changed. Now Damon is the reliable one that's in control and Elena is getting closer to Damon. I'm sorry, but there was this comment that I couldn't help but laugh slightly. So one comment mentions about Bonnie, how Bonnie is back and she's looking understandably rough around the edges. And then in brackets, it says, what's up with her hair? So I think not everyone likes the whole bangs look that Bonnie is rocking right now. And I have bad news for you. The bad news is that this look is not going anywhere. I'm not sure how long, but Bonnie with bangs lasts a pretty long time. I think it lasts all throughout season 2. And season 3, I've forgotten. But yeah, basically you're going to get another season of this. And I didn't think she looked bad with bangs, but I do think that it's weird timing that she'd get like a new haircut after her grandma died. But maybe it's like something to symbolize as like a fresh start or something. They also say that Stefan and Damon aren't the only ones to blame. She has some blame too. But I can kind of see where they're coming from because, you know, I said how I understand Bonnie's POV because she obviously lost her grandma and then finding out the tomb vampires were out. It's like her grandma died for nothing. But I also think that, you know, Bonnie encouraged her grandma to do the spell to let Stefan and Damon out. She says, if you won't do it, I'll do it by myself. So I think deep down she kind of blames herself because she was the one that encouraged her grandma to do the spell with her. But she doesn't want to admit that. She doesn't want to admit that it was everyone's fault. So she's just throwing on her hate and grief onto Stefan and Damon. And then one last review. This person says that the ending scene, The ending scene of Elena vervaining Stefan reminds them of the season 2 finale of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, a scene between Buffy and Angel. So if you've watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you will know this moment. I have not watched this show, actually. And from what I've heard, you know, Buffy is the vampire hunter and Angel's the vampire. And I don't know, I'm guessing it's either like a Stilena kind of coupling or Delena kind of coupling. But I do know that some parts of the show might have been inspired by Buffy, and it's a very iconic vampire TV series. So I'm definitely going to have to get around to watching it. And don't you worry, because when I do, I would definitely be covering it on this podcast. But right now, order-wise, we have Vampire Diaries, Originals, Legacies, Twilight, True Blood, and then there's Buffy. And then there's like all these Dracula spin-off, Dracula-themed movies that I want to do. So yeah, we're not running out of content anytime soon. So for trivia facts, there wasn't that many trivia facts this time. One trivia says it was the first mention of Whitmore's, which I already told you earlier. Another is the phrase that Damon says, nostalgia's a bitch, is used as an episode title in season 8. I think I said this way back, that in season 8, it's kind of shorter than the rest of the usual 22 episode seasons. And every episode title is like a throwback. The title is named after a line that the character says in season 1. Judging by the pace that we're at, it's probably going to be like 1 year or 2 years until we get to this point, but stay tuned. We will be covering this whole show. I'm determined to finish it. And another trivia fact says this is the first scene where we spot a romantic spark between Delena, between Damon and Delena, and also the trust is growing between them. Also, another first time, this is the first time that Bonnie uses the pain infliction witch ability. So I just call this a vampire migraine, but apparently it's a pain infliction spell. Same meaning though, it causes them a really, really painful migraine that cannot be described. And finally, Elena uses a vervain dart, which is Alaric's, to knock Stefan out to put him in the cell. So because he used the vervain dart, this could go two ways. Either they had some remaining stock left of Alaric's darts from last time, or it means that Alaric is in on it too. So my final thoughts of this episode. I was really, really looking forward to cover this episode. I think you guys know by now, I've been mentioning it so many times, how this was an iconic Delena episode, and even the fact that I love this moment so much that my graduation dress was inspired by it. It's really, you can tell how much I love this episode, love that scene. And not just the scenes between Delena, but Paul Wesley's acting skills were really good, because you really see a difference between the usual Stefan and this new Stefan that is on human blood. And you know, we only have 3 episodes left, and there's lots of drama that's really going to kick off. So it appears that John and Isabel have some kind of plan revolving this device of Jonathan Gilbert's. And now Bonnie is back. It also means there's going to... Jeremy and Anna. I like Jeremy and Anna reconciling. I mean, I did say how there's lots of hate towards Anna, and I don't know. I like Anna. It's more of Jeremy that I dislike, actually. I find him to be the annoying little brother. So, but I do like them together. I really ship Jeremy and Anna. I think I prefer Jeremy and Anna more than Jeremy and Vicky. With Stefan locked up, it's leading to... Well, it ends with the episode of Stefan locked up, Damon and Elena sitting together. So the dynamics have really switched, and it really is starting to, the love triangle drama is really starting to kick off. So this is kind of giving Twilight vibes, you know, love triangle drama. For characters that I'm turning and staking, I think I'm going to turn Delena. Like, Delena as a duo, like, not them separately, but just them as a duo, I really loved, because the dance scene was incredible. And Damon as well. I like how Damon has switched to be this responsible character now. He's having to take care of Stefan, but he's also there for Elena. So yeah, even though Stefan's Oh, Paul Wesley's acting was good. He was good as acting as a new Stefan. He wasn't my favorite character. I'd actually have to say, for characters I'm staking, I'm going to have to choose Stefan and maybe Jeremy. I think Stefan I'm going to choose because even though I admire his acting skills, I don't like how he was really abusive towards Elena. And the fact that he just stood her up does not sit right with me. So Stefan, I'm sorry, but I'm going to stake you. Over venue, I guess. And I don't know if I should put Jeremy in or not, but just something about Jeremy annoys me. So like everyone, like most podcasters have this hate towards Anna, I kind of have it towards Jeremy, I guess. I mean, it's not that I really strongly hate him or dislike him. It's just that I don't feel any particular need to support him on the show. So yeah, I'm just going to stake him. I did mention in the beginning of the episode how I'm not going to be playing my favorite song anymore, but my favorite song of this episode was, of course, All I Need by Within Temptation. I also did enjoy the violin music that was playing throughout the Miss Mystic Falls contest as well. And favorite phrases of this episode. The first one was, I'm not sad, I'm freaking hungry, because I can use this in real life as well. It applies. And the second one is, nostalgia's a bitch. I like this one as well. So next week we have season 1 episode 20. I can't believe that we're only down to 3 episodes left of this season. It's been a really good ride. It's been a really good ride. And the next episode, the title is called Blood Brothers. We get some more 1864 flashback scenes. Really looking forward to that, because my favorite parts of season 1 are either the Delana moments or the flashback scenes. I love 1864, so we're going to get more Catherine. And if I am correct, not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that this is the episode where we see Damon and Stefan transition into vampires. So we get more backstory, learning more about them, which makes sense because then we can kind of find out the mystery as to why Stefan doesn't want to drink human blood. So actually, it's lunchtime now, so I'm thinking of watching season 1 episode 20 while eating my lunch. So looking forward to covering that next week. My Q&A for today's episode is couple shipping. So I have two pairs of couples that I want you to choose which ones you ship more. So first one is the main love triangle. Who do you ship more, Delana or Stelana? So if you've watched the whole show, it can be your overall answer. Or if you're watching for the first time, up until now, you can kind of see, you know, do you want Damon and Elena to be together, or do you want Stefan and Elena to be as strong as ever? Second pair of couple is revolving Jeremy. So did you like Jeremy and Vicky together, or do you want Jeremy and Anna to be together? So let me know which couples you like down in the Q&A box if you're listening on Spotify. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can always leave me a review and mention it, or give me an answer via Instagram at The Mystic Podcast. So that is it for today's podcast. Please share this podcast with any other Vampire Diaries lovers. We really appreciate it if you would rate our show and leave us a review. So thank you, and I'll see you next time.